The U.S.-Pakistan aid strategy is taking shape. A Christian's on the run from a Taliban death threat, and an Indian couple turns the tsunami from tragedy to triumph. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The new U.S. aid package proposed for Pakistan is raising red flags for many U.S. aid groups. They're concerned that the funds would end up in the wrong places where there's not much accountability. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says while they're not an aid group,
we've delivered thousands of action packs, which is a humanitarian aid item to Pakistani Christians as well as in Muslim villages,
which opens the doors for ministry. But a lack of internal accountability could mean trouble for believers.
There are those radical groups that would like to see Pakistan look like Afghanistan used to look, with hardline Islamic government, very much run according to the Quran, no Christian presence.
Christians need prayer for boldness because
whatever happens in this situation, we still need to be bold witnesses for Jesus Christ. We still need to be talking to our friends and our neighbors and telling them about the hope of salvation through Jesus.
Meanwhile, a young Pakistani Christian is in hiding today. 22-year-old Jahan Zabe Asher has been terrorized by local Muslims since February. Compass Direct News reports while working in his family barber shop, extremists tried to convert Asher to Islam. When he defended his faith with scripture, the attacks began. Asher was viciously beaten and forced to flee to another city. Ask God to protect and deliver this believer from danger. You're listening to Mission Network News. After months of political unrest, Honduras may be on its way to recovery. Early results from Sunday's election show Porfirio Lobo will be the country's new president. Mike Duras with Orphan Outreach says while the final verdict is still out, this should create in-country stability.
Our hope and prayer is things will stabilize and that mission activity and the economy would be able to begin to go on a better track, because this has really had a severe impact on the country economically. And it's really hampered mission efforts as well.
Duras says this depends on whether or not other countries will recognize the elections. However, OO's December mission trips are still scheduled. As the situation settles, Duras says more ministries should be able to re-enter the country. And because of the uncertain future, more people will be searching.
Whenever you have a situation like that and stress levels go up and people have uncertainty and you have economic crisis, I think people are more open to the gospel, and so there's more opportunities to show Christ's love.
Next, there are millions of children around the world who live in poverty. Food and water are scarce. Many of these kids live in areas where they've never heard the gospel. Food for the Hungry's Greg Forney says child sponsorship has been an effective way to help children out of poverty while helping the entire family at the same time.
It's amazing to see how praise erupts out of the children and the families. Praise to God for how someone has shown love to them, and it really opens them up to hear the gospel.
$32 a month goes toward providing food, education, and the gospel. Forney says sponsoring a child
is just one of the many ways that you can really get involved in the spirit of Christmas, which is really a relational act by God to bring us in fellowship with Him. And how can we extend that to others, to help the poor, to help those that don't know Christ? And sponsorship is a great way to do that.
And a Christian couple in India is turning heartache into ministry. In the 2004 tsunami, Paramesvarian and Chudamani lost all three of their children to the Indian Ocean. They focused their hurt and anger at God. However, they realized they were spared for a reason and could help kids orphaned by the tragedy. Today, with the help of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, they have 20 adopted kids, all of whom have come to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call 1-800-995-4828. This devotional helps you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.